So this is the Board of Listener Hearings for 21 North Beach Road, Colchester. What we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. Just a sec, I've got to finish my spiel. And then you'll have your 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why, or why you think it should change, the assessment should change. The board may have some questions for you during that time period. And then they will recess and go into deliberative session to make a decision on what the assessment should be. The town will then mail you a by certified mail results of grievance notice. That notice is by statute has to be mailed out before 14 days after the close of the hearings. So we're looking to close the hearings on the 8th, so it's 14 days after that. You should receive something. All right? So let's go around the table and introduce ourselves and get started.
David Cohen, 21 North Beach Road.
Charlotte Gardner Lister.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
All right, David, you've got your floor.
Okay, this won't take long because the only reason I'm here is I don't really know what my tax bill is going to be, and I realize that the state and whatever haven't set the tax rate. And my concern is, after looking at the material and also talking with you, that I'm confident that the town rate is going to be set appropriately because you're going to adjust it. And based upon the discussions that we've had and also from what I've read, in that my assessment did not double. It was about 98%, somewhere in that vicinity, that my tax bill for at least the municipal portion would be about the same, perhaps a little bit more, because the town rate went up 7%. So I'm comfortable with that. It's the state rate that I'm concerned about, that if that doesn't get equalized in the manner that the town does, I'm going to get whacked big time, okay? I mean, a $500,000 increase is almost more than I can conceive. So I'm not, at this point, complaining about my assessment. I think based upon everything, I did a spreadsheet of the lakefront property, and mine looks reasonable. Would you believe that? Compared to everybody else.
I'm glad to hear that.
I have a hard time believing that I could sell my house for over $1 million. I did have some questions, so I'm not really appealing my assessment in that sense. I'm appealing the potential rate and what my tax bill may go up. And I don't know if this is the appropriate place to do it, but I'm doing it, and that's why I'm here with the appeal. Mm-hmm. Back when, you're saying 15 years, we had the question of how our houses assessed. Is it a neighborhood, or is it some other methodology that's not being used?
Using the same methodology. Same methodology for the land value with the lakefront added to it by price per front foot. And then the houses are the same methodology using cost approach.
Okay. And if that's the case, you know, I looked at the houses that have sold in the last, I keep thinking it's 10 years. You know, other than the outlier of Mr. Plunkett and perhaps Mr. Bissonnette, but even their purchases were $675,000 for Plunkett, and that was back 6 years ago. And I didn't put down the 3GLC, but LLC. You know, $600,000, now they're up over $1,000. As I said, I don't have a major problem until I see what the tax rate is. Yeah. I'm done.
Good. All right. So just on the state taxes, supposedly they're going to publish the statewide education tax rate next week. That's at least what I've heard through the grapevine on the different listservs that I am part of, group chats that I'm part of for the town listers associations. That being said, you know, we are going, if we hadn't done the reappraisal, our CLA would be around 55%. I think our CLA was 55% had we not done the reappraisal.
It was
55.
It said 25 in the letter. That's why that's the trigger point, but we were actually 55%?
Yes.
Below market level?
Yes.
And that makes me feel better.
Yeah, and so they changed the way they calculate this CLA this year. Go figure for reappraisal towns. So all reappraisal towns are going to be automatically 100%, no matter what. We would have been probably around 105% had they not changed it. Because we look at the sale prices for the last 2 years, and the CLA is calculated on a three-year going rate, so they're using 23 sales, which are lower than current market sales. So that puts that CLA at a different rate than actually the market is. So the market for single-family homes is around 49%, our market value to sale ratio, but the CLA is showing 55%. So that 6% difference. So if you did the math, we would be at around 105 to 106% CLA had they done the calculation the way they used to. But because they're changing it, we're now going to be 100%. So they do it because apparently it's easier for them to calculate that way, because they would have to calculate the CLA, come up with the equalized education grant list, divide the equalized education grant list to the actual grant list to come up with the CLA, which gives us the 105%. They don't do that anymore. It's too much work for them. So state legislature, you know, trying to make things easier, but what it does is it punishes towns that do reappraisals.
Okay.
In an increasing market.
Wait for the state and then maybe.
But it will be 100%, so whatever the state rate is, we just have to apply the local district rate to it, and then you'll get your education rate.
Okay.
Question for you. Is that 1.3 that we're estimating, including that state rate at some level? So right now, Bob thinks our tax rate for this coming year with these new assessments will be 1.3 as opposed to 2.53, which it was formerly. That being said, I don't know if we need